What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Scandal and vice, or sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Vogel joins us. You just looked directly into your Zoom camera and made me smile, Garrett. Hello, Garrett. How are you?
Rob Shooter, this has to be like the day after the Super Bowl, the day after the Oscars, the day after everything big, because the weekend-long coronation has finally come to an end, and I guess we are here. Well, you're here. I'm more here as, like, just, you know, the pretty boy show to recap everything royal that happened in the UK. Am I correct?
You are correct. You're wrong on one thing.
What's that?
It's not the day after Christmas. It's not the day after the Super Bowl. It's like the day after I first met you.
That's God. Rob Shooter, I mean, I am spoken for, but greatly appreciated.
That's how it feels. Okay, let's jump into the whole episode. We're devoting to the royals. We're throwing out a little bit of our structure. We're not going to naughtiest and the nicest of the day, because everybody is nice, because it's my favourite day, my favourite weekend. So we're going to jump in with all the royal gossip. If you are obsessed with royals, you are in the right place. If you don't like the royals, this is going to be torture for the next 20 minutes. Let's jump in. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time.
Coronation tea time.
Coronation. Sip up, my friends. So big story at the top of the show. Harry has wasted no time to get back to the US after the coronation. So he left less than an hour after his dad's coronation ended. He rushed back to California to make it home in time for his son Archie's fourth birthday. He was spotted in the VIP Windsor suite, aptly named, at Heathrow Airport at 3 p.m. local time. So this means that Harry was in the UK for less than 24 hours. He took a commercial flight, not a fancy private flight.
Man of the people.
But he did make it home by about 7 p.m. local time, which means with traffic getting to his house. So he landed, at 7 p.m. He made it home probably till 9-ish. So he might have missed the birthday party, but I'm sure he was home in time to give his little boy a birthday kiss, a goodnight kiss. What do you think?
I told you this, my take on this situation, at least in this, of being put in between a rock and a hard place of your father's coronation or your son's fourth birthday.
Oof.
I mean, like, no matter what, if he missed any of them, he would have been the worst guy in the world. You know what I mean? But he did what any smart person does. You make the best of it and you attend both.
Both.
Even if you travel. if you get on a plane and travel more than you're actually at a location just to say you were there. I think he did it. Credit to Harry. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one. Have you ever been in those positions? I've never been invited. My dad's not never been crowned king, but some nights I bite off more than I can chew. And I do drinks with too many different people, and I find myself spending more time in a taxi than actually enjoying people's company. But it has to be done. You have to juggle. Life is difficult. So I'm proud of Harry for making both. Some people are saying he was snubbed at the coronation. He was in the third row. So he was with his cousins, Eugenie and Beatrice, in the third row. I don't think this was a snub. He said he didn't want to be a member of the working royal family anymore. So all the working royals were in the first and the second row. The third row were relatives, but not people that worked in the company. What do you think? Should they have found one extra seat for him in the front row, or is third row fine?
Technically, yes. But at the end of the day, it's the third row. You and I have been to many a Broadway shows, and we all know the front row, you don't want to sit there because there's so much.
It's too
you don't
close.
Want to sit front row Broadway. I mean, you want to sit in the third row at least because you can see everything.
You see everything, and
you know what? Credit to the third row, because again, Harry, man of the people, sitting in the third row, probably haven't seen most of his aunts and uncles and cousins in quite the while.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, Harry's.
Hello, Harry.
And you know what? He won points over with all those quote-unquote common family members by sitting in the third row. But at the end of the day, I mean, family is family. I think it looks poor on the newly crowned king to say, you know what, you are my blood, and I want nothing to do with you sitting in the front row. It's kind of silly.
Maybe. I don't stand on ceremonies like that. When I go back to Britain to see my family, if I'm not on the front row, we don't really go anywhere. But if I got third row tickets to Taylor Swift, I'd be very happy. Let's put it like that. Third row is pretty great. I know, but Rob, at the back.
Let's take it like this. Is your sister married? You have a sister, right?
Yes, I have three sisters. They're all married.
They're all married. All right, let's just say, take one of them. Let's just say they're getting married for the first time.
Yes.
You, as part of the family, have your sister go, Bobby, does she call you Bobby?
She calls me Robert.
Robert. I'm going to put you in the third
fine.
It's your sister's wedding. I'm fine with it.
My mom and dad are in the first row. Her favorite sister's in the first row.
You are drinking the royal Kool-Aid, and I don't like you for this.
I'm fine with the third row, but what did make me laugh is sitting directly in front of him was Princess Anne. That's Charles's sister, and she's no nonsense. Anne had a huge feather sticking out of her hat. So it looked as if they had buried Harry behind Anne's feather. Now, if you remember the last time the two of them, Meghan and Harry, were in Britain for the Queen's funeral, some people claim that they hid Meghan behind an enormous candle. So now people are saying they deliberately put him behind Anne's hat. If Princess Anne was sitting in front of you and she had a big hat on with a big feather, would you ask her to remove her hat?
Well, yes. And I also envision like that feather tickling Harry like in the nose, like it's getting in his way, and then he sneezes, and everybody's like, God bless you. And they look, and it's Harry sneezing. It's like, oh, Harry trying to take the limelight away from dad again because he's sneezing.
He can't win. Talking of Anne, people are saying she was badass and slaying it at the coronation. Technically, she was her brother's bodyguard. So there was a lot of people there guarding him. We saw a lot of them, about 4,000, 5,000 troops. But I'm told there were hundreds of undercover people too. But the technical role is called gold stick in waiting. And what that means is that you are the personal bodyguard for the king during the procession. That's why Anne had the feather in her hat. And that's why she rode on a horse behind the carriage. If I became king, you would be my gold stick, Garrett. Which sounds a little bit dirty.
I'm already your gold stick. And I said stick, by the way. So you're telling me they put this feather in her hat just to treat her like a child at Disney World that wears a balloon on the back of their backpack so their parents know where they are at all times?
You're getting very close to being sent to the tower, my friend.
I will get out. I will find a way. I know the Rapunzel story. It'll take me a few
You have lovely hair. Grow that lovely hair. Okay, moving along. Yeah. Disgraced Prince Andrew. He was booed on his way to Westminster Abbey.
The younger brother
of King Charles travelled through the streets in a state car, but people were booing him. It was tricky because he's a bad man, but yet he's still a member of the family. Talk about burying somebody on the third row. I don't even know if I would have invited Andrew, my brother. What do you think?
Do you realize we're treating Harry the same way we're treating Prince Andrew? Mm. Like, it's almost as if they're on the same level. Yeah. And I think we all know that Andrew is beyond, like, not even... it makes Harry look like a saint in the sense of asking to leave the family versus Prince Andrew, who is, you know, obviously lost without his friend Jeffrey Epstein on this planet Earth. Let's all think about that. Every time everybody goes, oh, Prince Harry, think... He is not the same as Prince Andrew. We should be chastising Prince Andrew way more than we do to Harry.
I totally agree. In fact, some people are saying I agree that Andrew was treated better that day than Harry.
Right.
Andrew really was treated better that day than Harry. It's amazing. It's so wrong. Hey, let's do some nice stuff. So Kate Middleton stunned. She was wearing Alexander McQueen. That's the same designer who designed her wedding dress back in 2011. Also, too, at the big concert yesterday, Katy Perry, Lionel Richie. Kate turned up in a beautiful red pantsuit, and that also, too, was by Alexander McQueen. People are asking, what did she have on her head? It was not an official tiara. In fact, it was a new piece designed by McQueen. I think it looked amazing. And I like this too. She had a little reference. Her daughter Charlotte wore a very similar colour dress, a similar colour headpiece, both designed by Alexander McQueen. Now, as a fashionista, Garrett, who's your go-to fashion? If you were going to the coronation, who would you call up and say, make me a gown?
A gown? I don't know. I'm not very well versed in the gown.
Or a suit, darling. What about a suit?
Suit, then I would go Tom Ford.
Oh, yes.
Tom Ford, definitely. But, you know, you can't... I think I would say Alexander McQueen. Like, I would be, like, one of those like, Disney movies where the poor man, you know, gets this opportunity to go to the coronation, and you just hear someone go, oh, Alexander McQueen. I'll be like, that one, please!
It's like Eliza Doolittle. Harry was in Dior. Harry looked good in a Dior suit, a three-piece Dior suit. I love the fashion. We have to talk about this, and you're a dad, so you can tell us all about this. Yep. The kids really stole the show. Little Louis, George, Charlotte.
They're grown up fast, by the way.
Adorable. So Louis is only 5 years old, and he was spotted in the car waving frantically on his way to Westminster Abbey. After the Abbey, they returned to Buckingham Palace in a coach, and he was waving in that. Little George is 9. He had a special role during the service. He was a page boy, and he had to carry his grandfather's robe down the church. I think it was 4 of them. I thought this was really sweet too. Charlotte has taken on this role. She's 8 years old. Are really looking after little Louis. They were spotted holding hands. It was really adorable. They were holding hands throughout the ceremony. And get this, sources tell me, there was a nanny ready to whisk Louis away if he was naughty. Yep. If you remember at the coronation, he kept pulling faces. I think it actually was the highlight of the coronation. So there was a nanny there ready to whisk him away, and he did disappear for about an hour. The ceremony was 2 hours long, and for about an hour and a half, Louis disappeared, and then he returned at the end to sing God Save the King. Turning up with kids?
Well, of course, but, you know, that hour is either well spent, an iPad of watching, you know, like a Bluey, maybe, or eating some Cheerios or Puffs just to, you know, make the time pass by, or having a little drawing pad and, you know, sketching some things that are out there. But, I mean, they're kids, and for anyone to go, oh, how rude, like, they're 5, they're 9. At the end of the day, I'm sure they understand to a degree, but it's just big glitz and glam to them. Mm-hmm. It's big colorful things, and they'll learn about it when they're 18, 19 and understand how important it was. But yeah, they're kids, and for to sit there, it's a lot. Like,
it's a lot.
I remember it, like, I look at this as when I was a kid, and I don't know how religious you were, Rob, but like when you would go to church on Sunday, it would just, as a kid, it would be kind of boring.
It's kind of boring. Like, kind of long.
So imagine sitting there and dressing up, and like the kids have. As a kid, do these royal kids have to be dressed up as they are, as we see them on TV all the time, or are they in, like, sweatpants and a hoodie?
Yeah, when we don't see them, they're in sweatpants and jeans and T-shirts. Right. So they live a very sort of normal, very special normal life when they're not in front of the cameras. I think they did a splendid job. And I think William and Kate have done a beautiful job with their children. And they really do try to keep them out of the spotlight when they are not at big public events. But I can't imagine, I mean, just being a young boy, knowing that one day you're going to be king, and the horses, and seeing all those people dressed up and getting dressed up yourself, and seeing crowns and capes. Cool. I think it's exciting.
It's kind of cool. Imagine being 9 years old.
Can you imagine?
And like understanding the fact that one day, yeah, like you dream, like, it's all, oh, I want to be Superman when I grow up. Like, you're going to be a freaking king. You're going to be a king. Like, there's no like, oh, maybe I won't. Oh, well, unless you're Harry. But he's going to be a freaking king.
He's going to be a king. Talking of the next king, there's a really sweet moment when Prince William knelt before his dad, King Charles, and kissed him on the cheek. This family is not really known for public affection, so to see William kiss his father on the cheek, he took a pledge of loyalty to the king. It was a symbolic moment which marks William, who is the heir to the throne, that he has a mutual obligation to the monarchy. After he kissed King Charles, the king whispered, "Thank you, William." And I think it was a lovely united front, and it sort of reminded you that the monarchy will go on and on and on. It will be passed on.
So here, like, I don't know if you know how it works, you know, with the president and the vice president, where, you know, they can't, with the exception of major events, they're never in the same room.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? Just in case, God forbid, something were to ever happen. So does this apply now with the king and his son, where they really can't be in the same place?
It's a good question. It applied from the day he was born. So from the day William was born, they're not allowed to be on the same flight together. They're not allowed to be on the same helicopter together. They are allowed to be inside Buckingham Palace together and Westminster Abbey. But there is that concern that they want continuation of the monarchy. The line of succession is protected, like here with the president and the vice president. So there are protocols in place here. Also to William and his son, little George, who's going to be king. They don't fly together when they travel. William often travels separately.
Oh, what a parent's dream.
I know.
What a parent's
Kate
dream
has to travel
right
with the kids. I know. Lucky him. He gets away flying without those sitting next to him.
Hey, don't worry. We need to do this.
Can you imagine with your son, Hudson? You can travel with mommy. Daddy will fly peacefully by himself. This is fascinating. So people are confused now. Who is Camilla? What's her title? Camilla is the queen. And so there's many reports that she would be the queen consort. That is not true. She is now the queen, and they referred to her as the queen on the royal website ahead of the coronation. The royal family's website has now ditched queen consort title for Camilla, and they simply refer to her as the queen. I thought this was odd too, but maybe it's a sweet thing. Camilla's ex-husband, Andrew Parker Bowles, was at the coronation despite her 20-year affair she had with Prince Charles. I don't know if I was Andrew if I'd want to go.
Well, I mean, if that's not like written into the next episode of The Crown, like, I mean, like, that is royal soap opera drama at its highest right there, Rob Schurter. You know, like, if this was like on ABC at 12:30 this afternoon, you know, the ex would be running down the aisle like as if it was a wedding and be like, "No,
your ex is there." This is what makes the Harry stuff so weird. Like, they're furious with Harry, but they're going to invite her ex, who she cheated on.
We have Prince Andrew, right?
Disgraced, just treated
like Harry. Then we had the husband, the ex-husband, who was a part of a 20-year-long affair. Sitting there, treated better than the guy's own son. I mean, this is why I'm saying Team Harry, realize what they're putting him through. A question about Camilla, because I saw this photo. Was there three or four different Camillas standing there as body doubles?
One was her sister.
Was that photo?
So one was her sister, who did... Right. I mean, they look alike.
Well,
and one was... her friend for many years.
I was reading that it was just in case. Like, there was
honestly, I love that rumor because they did look similar, but no, one was her sister, one was her friend for a really long time who did an interview that day calling her the queen and said, it's just remarkable. She'd known Camilla for 40, 50 years, and now she has to bow to her friend. Gosh, Garrett, if you married the king and became the queen, I'd have to bow.
Oh, let's be honest. You make me bow to you all the time. Like, no one sees that because, they're listening to us right now.
I like your curtsy.
I'm gonna let everybody in on a little secret. When I first met Rob, he goes, please always greet me with a curtsy or a bow, depending on what you're wearing at the time. I know I take you more for a kilt skirt, gentleman.
That's right, when you're in your kilt.
Yeah, exactly.
Bow your head. For
10 years now, I've been bowing to Rob Shooter. So before we get more back into the coronation, about the coronation, with the performances, so I found it quite interesting, though, if you look at it. So Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and A-ha were the
lots of British groups, yes.
So Ed Sheeran turned down the chance to perform at the coronation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ed Sheeran ends up on American Idol last night behind the judges' table. You know why? Because the two judges that normally sit at that table,
are in
Katy
London.
Perry and Lionel Richie, are literally at where Ed Sheeran was requested to be at, which he turned down because he was busy.
He was busy.
And then on top of that, they do a live feed where King Charles ends up on American Idol last night being interviewed by Katy Perry and Lionel Richie as Ed Sheeran's sitting there going, hey guys, I thought we were going to do this because
it's a little awkward.
Had to be all I looked at Ed Sheeran and I, like, not to say he had an eye roll, but it was like, okay, great,
it's a little awkward. I'm told too he's just got a new album out and his priority is selling that, and I think he thought he'd sell more albums by going on Idol than performing in Britain. Plus they wanted the hits. They don't want you to sing your new stuff, they want a hit. Hey, quickly before we go to break, we have a few more royal items we have to tell you about.
Yes.
the big balcony moment. This was invented by Queen Victoria, and so she was the first one that went out on the balcony, the first ever royal public affection we ever saw, the first times we ever saw royals kiss. It was on that balcony. It was Charles and Diana. And so Camilla and Charles did come out on the balcony. Everybody's talking. Harry not there. Harry was always already on his way to the airport. So the minute the ceremony ended at the Abbey, everybody went back to the palace and Harry went to the airport.
Yeah, Harry was at pre-check.
Yeah, he was out of there. And then I love this story too. Kate and William put out a statement saying, what a day. Thank you, everybody who made it happen. I love this. It was a little video, a tribute too, to all the highlights of the day. They have a social media team who are fantastic. I thought it was lovely for them to do that. And it's such a great thing to say. What period, a period, day. It, you know, really was that.
That's the equivalent of here in the States on a text message when you're texting with friends. So it'd be what? Clap emoji, clap emoji, day, clap emoji.
Thank you for the translation, my friend. That is it for today. What a day we've had. Thank you so much.
Where do we go
for
from
listening.
Here? What's next? What's the next royal thing? Because of the coronation.
I think it's going to be a story. We're going to want to know what Meghan's up to. What's the big thing next? We're going to be constantly watching Kate and William. It never ends. They're our Kardashians, so we will always, I promise, keep you up to speed with all that breaking news. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to this special edition of the Naughty But Nice Show with Robin Garrett, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be
nice. Everybody, bit bit.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.